Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there. Welcome back to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. Today, I'm diving into the untold secrets of visualizing weight loss triumph, a journey beyond just those end results. But before I jump into the heart of today's discussion, let's have a quick little chat or a little bit of small talk. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas if you celebrate. I am recording this well in advance, so Christmas hasn't occurred just yet. However, I anticipate that it is going to be quite a lovely one. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm looking forward to Christmas cookies. I'm looking forward to baking them and eating them. I'll take cookies over cake, pie, candy, and ice cream any day. So good. Speaking of indulgent treats, it brings me back to a time when my emotional eating and also using food as a reward for a tough day led to some unexpected weight gain. And I mean unexpected because it was sort of like unconscious. I was not aware of it. I thought that my metabolism had always been pretty good from when I was young because I was always playing sports and running, and I was still running. So I was not expecting to gain that weight that I did. So let me share a personal experience that sparked my own weight loss journey. When I realized that I had gained that weight and was feeling crummy about it, I just didn't feel like myself. And I knew that it wasn't going to serve me to just feel badly. I also was so fearful that it would continue to get worse and I would gain weight that would make me not be able to run anymore or not be able to run well. And I knew I needed to get motivated to lose that weight so that I could feel more like myself again. So how I did that was not just thinking of myself with the result of the weight loss, but also visualizing myself doing the work to get there. And doing the work doesn't necessarily mean hard work. It just means doing the things that need to be done to lose weight and to keep it off so that it doesn't return. So as we visualize success, it's equally important to anticipate and conquer the challenges along the way as well. So let's explore these hurdles and how to triumph over them. So that's what I'm going to talk to you about today as far as untold secrets of visualizing weight loss triumph. It's not just visualizing that triumph at the end of you having those amazing results and the effect on your life, which is super important, but also visualizing yourself going through the weight loss process, encountering obstacles and challenges, and then triumphing over those. This will all lead you to truly transformative weight loss. And if you caught episode number 82, the one right before this, you know I discussed the three keys to transformative weight loss. Today, we're building on those principles as we dive into the world of visualization. So let's dive into the power of visualization first. There is research out there that supports the effectiveness or the efficacy of visualization in achieving goals. And of course, this includes weight loss goals. One of the ways is through the release of hormones, dopamine and serotonin, two biggies, which are associated with positive emotions. Since visualization of weight loss success and also success when overcoming an obstacle or challenge is associated with positive emotions, dopamine and serotonin are released. So dopamine and serotonin help with motivation to keep driving you forward. That's why it's a really good thing that they are released. They assist you with continuing to do the actions that you'll need to do to accomplish those weight loss results that you're visualizing yourself having. But here's the kicker. If you just visualize yourself with all of the amazing results of losing that weight, you'll feel so good, potentially, that sometimes this is good enough because of all that dopamine and serotonin preventing you from actually working towards that weight loss goal. So we don't want that. So that's why you also need to visualize yourself going through that weight loss process, encountering obstacles or challenges and then triumphing over those. That leads me to anticipating and overcoming those challenges. So part of successfully doing this and then visualizing yourself doing this is understanding what some of the common challenges can be with weight loss. I will tell you right now that weight loss can be very easy until those human emotions kick in, particularly the negative emotions, or when you're feeling tired. So negative emotions and feeling tired or low energy can make it a little bit more difficult to do the things you need to do to continue losing weight. So with my clients, I make sure to address these things, those negative emotions, and then also just the fact that sometimes we don't have a lot of energy, so we need the easier option, right? That's the healthier option that will keep you moving forward. So it doesn't always have to be super healthy all the time, right? Sometimes we just need something that is very doable to keep you moving forward. Another challenge is hitting those weight loss plateaus, which will oftentimes come up, and the thoughts and feelings associated with this. So plateaus are completely normal. Just knowing that can actually be really helpful. But visualizing yourself hitting those normal weight loss plateaus, but then working through them and moving beyond them is necessary. And that's an advantage to working with a coach, because those are the times that sometimes the strategy needs to be changed up a little bit, just because your body is used to certain things. And sometimes it's just helping you with mindset to get through. Sometimes it's both, so you can continue your way to weight loss triumph. Speaking of triumphs, let's talk about the cornerstone, belief. So how your beliefs shape your actions and contribute to your weight loss journey. You need to have the belief that you will have success when it comes to doing the process, encountering and overcoming those obstacles and challenges, and having those amazing results at the end. If you don't have full belief, that's okay. If you have partial belief, we can work with that. If you have no belief, then sometimes it just starts with making the goals a little bit smaller until you can have some belief, or even just visualizing yourself as the person who has belief. Another great use for visualization, right? So when you have belief, at least partial belief, you have a much better time visualizing yourself going through the process and having weight loss success. When you have belief, it's really good fuel to help you with the actions that you'll need to take to keep going forward. Now let's put theory into practice. Join me in a guided visualization exercise that will bring the untold secrets to life in your mind. So right now, as long as you're not driving or doing anything where it would be unsafe to do this with me, I'm going to have you close your eyes if it's safe to do so, or leave them open if it's not, and visualize yourself looking and feeling the way you want to with those weight loss results. So that'll be the first thing. Try to visualize yourself in detail from top to bottom. Are your cheekbones more prominent? When you look in the mirror, particularly that side view, are you more slender? As far as how you're feeling, do you have more energy? Do you walk around with confidence? Do you feel powerful, like you can do anything? Do you feel healthier in general? How do you feel about yourself when you see yourself in the mirror or see yourself in your reflection in a window as you walk by? Now you're going to visualize yourself doing the things that you feel like losing weight would enable you to do. And along with that, imagine how you'll feel doing those things. Okay, so now that you've created the vision of yourself with those weight loss results, you're going to create the vision of yourself working through the process, encountering maybe a really stressful and fatiguing week, a weight loss plateau here or there, and any other things that you can imagine that might be challenging for you on this weight loss journey. You're going to imagine what thought will help get you through that challenge, or if it's easier, what feeling will help. Maybe it's determination, and maybe the thought is, I'm not going to let anything stop me, or I really want this, so I'm going to get it. And then you're going to imagine yourself on the other side of that obstacle or challenge. You've succeeded and you're moving forward. How does that feel? And what does that mean about future obstacles and challenges you might face in that weight loss journey going forward? All right, so now you have that whole visualization process laid out in front of you. You can use that as often as you'd like to help with those feel-good hormones, dopamine and serotonin, along with the other things it helps with, such as neuroplasticity. So neuroplasticity is just the brain's ability to form new neural connections throughout your life. It's part of why you're able to break current habits and create new habits. As you engage in this visualization exercise, remember, it's not just about the feel-good hormones, it's also about rewiring your brain for lasting change. So that's what I have for you on Untold Secrets of Visualizing Weight Loss Triumph. It's not just visualizing yourself with those weight loss results at the end, but also visualizing your weight loss journey, meaning the actual process, and also those obstacles and challenges that you may encounter, and then you getting through those to the other side and how good that feels, right? So all of that includes thoughts, feelings, different circumstances like a crazy work week, weight loss plateaus. As we approach 2024, let's not just think about resolutions. Let's actually envision a future of lifelong eating habits and lifelong weight loss habits. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the untold secrets of visualization. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a rating and review as we gear up for an amazing 2024 and beyond. Thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll talk with you next week. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.